Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Why are we going so early today? Why not? Fannie Willis is on trial down there in Georgia. Trump's on trial in New York City. And Dan... Your prediction of Huma dating somebody completely fucking ridiculous has now come true.
Yeah, I mean, I was like 2 days ahead of that one, too.
But who did you say originally?
I don't remember.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Yeah. And I remember laughing hysterically and thinking to myself, oh, that's ridiculous. It couldn't be any more ridiculous than that. No, they've just come public with it. Huma is actually dating George Soros. Son.
Alexander, he's the heir apparent to the World Economic Forum.
You are fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
As the pair is taking their romance public during Valentine's Day in Paris. Look at that. Those two lovebirds out in Paris.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, oh, if they procreate, they'll have the whatever, the most evil kid of all time.
Yeah.
But she's 47, so that ain't gonna happen.
You never know.
No. I know.
They could have a little CRISPR baby out of China. You can design it over there.
No.
You can get the bluest eyes you've ever seen in your entire life.
No, she's all dried up.
I don't think so.
I think it's a beard situation. My understanding was Anthony Weiner was kind of a beard for her. It was a marriage of convenience.
I was about to say that
she's a muff diver. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, wasn't she always scissoring with Hillary?
Olympic level muff diver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she was. They didn't add that event to the Olympics until after her prime. So unfortunately, she couldn't make it.
But. Yeah. It's sad to see.
I was going to jump in and be like, "There's no way she was Anthony Weiner's beard because his entire career was was killed by the fact that he was just too straight."
Well, she was his beard to some degree. Like she was a beard for him insofar as it made him look like a normal dude and not a complete piece of shit.
And he could fuck kids while she...
Well, they weren't children. They were 16.
Well...
It was teens.
Which in some states...
In the state he got tried and convicted in
New York
Carolina.
Is 18.
It's not...
North Carolina is where the trial went down.
Oh, well, that's 17.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No,
but
no,
it wasn't.
It could have been worse.
Evil.
It could have been worse. Yeah, he could have got caught. I don't know, like fucking on top of a train, for example.
Is that
yeah, happen? We have some breaking news.
Come on. There's too much news today. There's too much fake news.
There's not. We got plenty of time.
I don't give a shit. I'm here for, I'll go 6 hours today. Let's go. What do we got here?
So there's some breaking news I caught as the credits were playing. Two male subway surfers caught having sex on top of moving NYC train while others filmed them.
By the way, two dudes were fucking?
A subway surfer is somebody who just stays on the subway all day. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's indoors, they could fucking sleep in there and whatever the fuck, and it's relatively clean and safe.
Sure.
So here's the I don't know who caught the video, but there's a wider angle picture of this where there's a third guy walking towards them from the right.
I don't know.
Yeah, there it goes.
Just show it from afar, Bob, so you don't zoom in on it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so the guys on people got pictures of this from both angles.
Wow.
Because this is the other angle. So on the right, you see two dudes. They're definitely butt fucking. That's two dudes.
Yes.
And then on the left over there, you can see.
He's just watching. He's
another
just,
guy. Yeah. I don't know if he's pounding off or if he's coming to join the party. He's like, oh, man, Dirty Mike and the boys. Reunion tour.
Which is worse? Watching and not pounding off or pounding off and enjoying?
I guess watching is probably better because you don't get the full smell.
This, by the way, is not...
Like two hobos butt fucking. Can you imagine what that smells like?
Is it hobos? Is that confirmed?
These are hobos. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Come on. It's like that scene in It's Always Sunny where they're under the pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I think, is actually a standing blowjob.
Well, it starts there, right? Because you got to work your way up. And then this one, they're definitely butt fucking. So
it's fine.
It's
zoomed out.
It's just like half of a bare ass. That would pass S&P. Standards and practices wouldn't get rid of that.
Yeah, but
if it's two thirds of an ass, you're fine, I think.
We haven't gained a subscriber on this goddamn channel in years, so who cares?
There's also a fourth person. So look, here's.
Wait, a fourth?
Look, here's one. This is a different person over here.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, standing blowjob. Oh. Different person over here. Then you got this. This is a totally different person walking towards the BFing.
Okay, can you zoom in on that guy? Just that guy only, not the two people butt fucking.
Are we going to say BFing now? Because I don't know if I'm
comfortable we're saying butt fucking, dude. Okay, so.
Zoom in.
I can't zoom in anymore.
Well, move the box.
I can't.
You can move the whole tab. Yeah.
There you go.
You have to pull it there down and separate it from the rest.
Now you're getting there, brother. Because here, okay, thank you. Is he wearing one of those Apple Pro Vision Plus on his
No,
face?
I think he's wearing one of those Russian fucking hats. Whatever. I don't know what they're called, but.
The babushkas. I don't know what it's called. But I love this. I would love to think that he was just chilling out, watching his Apple Pro Vision thing, and then just stumbled upon two hobos.
Shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in his neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Man. That. Because homeboy's like. Shoes were nice too. Those bright orange shoes, like those are.
I mean,
those are Hokas.
That could be paint, to be honest, or blood or anything. You don't know with hobos.
Oh man! So that went down. Now that's going down right now.
I was like fucking Monday or Tuesday. I think that happened.
Holy I assumed it was shit. Valentine's Day. Certainly.
Oh yeah, it was Love Day. Could be.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, man! What a fucking day. First up here on the old docket, since we're in court all over the country, Fannie Willis going down in flames. She is currently on trial. This is sweeping the nation right now. This is what made me miss the OJ Simpson thing. I was locked into this. I didn't want to leave the house, to be honest with you. I was just like, holy shit, can I just watch this all day? She is currently in front of the judge as we speak, trying to defend her relationship with Nathan Wade, who she hired to be a part of her team to prosecute former President Donald Trump. Now, the crux of this entire issue is perjury. She's saying, as well as he did under oath, that the relationship started in October of 2022. It is now confirmed by Fannie Willis's best friend here that the relationship started in October of 2019. Whoopsies. If you haven't watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta or listen to Ross Patterson Revolution when I talk about it over there, that ain't real Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. That ain't real Atlanta. This is real Atlanta right here. What kind of ropes are those hanging off the sunglasses? This is the real Atlanta shit.
I think it's a glasses chain.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it looks like gold
chains.
So it's just gold chains?
I thought we're not supposed to put black people in chains anymore.
I thought so.
Well, I guess she did it to herself.
Yeah. So how do you describe it?
Remember that accidental racism song? Hold on. Accidental racist. There's one lyric. Let me see if I can find it right quick.
It's the entire song, by the way.
I know, but like sucks. This one particular lyric was so goddamn funny. Hold on. Chains.
Between LL Cool J and Tim McGraw?
No, it was Brad Paisley. He says, if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains. That's LL Cool J talking.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. And then he says, if you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag.
There you go.
Could we have an accidental racist story in the news today?
So we will get someone. We'll get someone. In the meantime, go ahead and play this clip, Bob.
And romantic is later. When I ask you personal, do you take that to mean romantic?
Annie.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And do you understand it that their relationship began in 2019 and continued until the last time you spoke with her? Yes. For what person?
Sorry. Now, as this is going on, Nathan Wade storms out of the courtroom. And the beauty of asking for cameras for Trump is obviously they've got to grant cameras for you here. He stormed out, but then had to be called back to testify. Bob, do you have that clip of his testimony, which is just fucking awesome? His lawyer came up right before him. Again, this was when I was in bed and I didn't want to leave the house. The lawyer came up before him and said, I can't answer any of these questions today because it's attorney-client privilege. The judge asked him who told him that, and he said other attorneys, although he's an attorney.
I mean,
so the attorney of the attorney needs other attorneys is what I'm understanding here, because Nathan Wade is an attorney. This is his attorney that he's talking to, but his attorney needed more attorneys for that answer.
It's like Russian nesting dolls.
Oh, it's awesome. And go ahead and play this clip here regarding their business travel, which is also under question, over $700,000 in trips over the last couple years here of them going around the world to Napa and everything else that were billed as business expenses.
All I needed. You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
It was cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations.
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
That guy's laughing so hard.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, Mr. she paid Schaefer. You cash for.
Who the hell is Mr. Schaefer?
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not.
Mr. Schaefer was is part of the attorneys that are questioning him over there. Now he's laughing. What does one do with all that cash? That's a lot of cash to have. Now I've had a lot of cash stashed in a bag, and I can say it wasn't great.
Well, he says she asked him directly if he wrote it off on his taxes. He definitely did. He just perjured himself. There's no way he didn't do that because it was on his business credit card. Do you think he took the time to let his CPA know, oh, by the way, this $300,000 in fucking business expenses I have on my credit card? Because we do this every year.
Yes.
We don't fucking line item shit. We just throw our fucking bank account and credit card accounts at the CPA, and they go through it and find everything.
And all the receipts.
And I guarantee you that's exactly what this guy does too. He's like, no, I got cash for those, so you can only just write off half of that.
Yeah.
Like, not one fucking prayer, because the CPA would be like, okay, you're committing fraud.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
She's definitely siphoning money off the government here. She's paying you cash.
Mm-hmm.
What did she use? Like the fucking Atlanta District Attorney ATM card to get $150,000 out of the bank and give it to him in banded manicured fucking bills?
I'm not sure, because that's so much money that that would be the only way to do that.
Well, how much money are we talking? How much did they spend on these trips?
$700,000.
Okay, so it's $375,000.
If you believe him here, let's just say you're taking this guy at his word and he's actually being honest. You're looking at roughly $350,000 in cash.
Seven or 750?
$700. $700,000 roughly.
Okay, so $350,000 in cash.
Correct.
Come on now. Like, do you know how hard it is to even get that much cash these days?
It's fucking impossible.
Do people know? Do you guys know this? 4% of available U.S. currency is in bills. The rest is just digital.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4% is actual fucking physical paper bills that you can hold.
Yes.
4%.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't to say you couldn't find $350K in cash. That much cash comes out of fucking small drug dealing organizations every single day. What I'm saying is for the district attorney to just, like, if you go to the bank right now and try to get 50 grand in cash, if you got that much in the savings account or checking account, whatever you got, go try to get 50K in cash out of your bank and see what happens. They got to call like 8 managers.
Sure do.
It would be like the scene in Ozark, episode 1.
That's exactly what it is. So I've done it up to 6 figures. Some of those actors back in the day wanted to be paid in cash. Which is fine.
So where the fuck?
I've had over the course of three years,
did she get $350,000?
No idea. But when you go into
without
a bank
raising alarms
and ask,
you know?
Exactly, and you ask for that much cash, you're there typically on average 3 to 4 hours. I got to call like 3 or 4 different people. To your point, they don't even have it in the fucking bank, so they had to go to another bank to get this amount of cash for things. Not even close to this fucking total.
According to ZipRecruiter and salary.com and Glassdoor, the district attorney of Atlanta makes anywhere from like 100K to 140K.
Of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is she getting that money then? Bruh. I mean, I guess if you expense all of that shit, which is clearly what they did, could you write that off as expenses? Sure. I don't know how you do Napa Valley.
I don't know. You couldn't write it off as expenses and get cash for it, though.
No.
Not one prayer. Like the government just don't work that way.
Sure
to,
doesn't.
To like give you some perspective on this too, like my mom is the head of the public defender's department for the state of Missouri. Right, when she got that job, she has to work in Columbia, Missouri. Instead of Jeff City's the capital, but Columbia is like 20 minutes south of that. Whatever. I don't know how much money that the job was giving her when she first got it, but she rented the shittiest apartment I have ever seen in my old college town. Mm-hmm. To work out of there.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, Mom, don't live there. What are you doing?
But you don't have a choice. And that's the thing is, like, that's what a real DA is, right? That's what the real prosecutors are. Their salary isn't great.
No, you don't get rich becoming a district attorney. You become a district attorney because you want to be a judge.
Or run for office potentially someday.
Maybe, but mostly like Kamala. Mostly it's judge. Right. Almost always it's judge.
There's not a lot of DAs that end up moving into politics. You stay in the judicial side of things.
But you become a judge eventually. And then if you go from prosecutor to defense attorney, typically, right? Mm-hmm. Once you go to a DA position, it's very rare that they stay in law enforcement like that. let's see. Fannie Willis's base salary, $110,000. And then she has an additional $1.5 million from various sources, including a speaking fee of $12,000 per event.
What?
She gets paid $12,000 to come speak. And then she...
Fannie Willis?
Yeah, and she has $2 million worth of stock in Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, Berkshire, Hathaway, Exxon, and Pfizer.
How? Now, I talked to my buddies who were pretty high-powered attorneys in Atlanta the other day, and they said, look, you really want to dig into this. Why don't you check those White House records, the logs, when you have to sign in up there? Both her and him met with the president multiple times up there before filing this case. So, whatever, man. Not my town anymore, but Jesus, man, that's crazy. Well, this is the best drama of all time. I wish I could watch this.
It'll be fun to see how it plays out, because typically speaking, the left would protect this person, right? But are they willing to sacrifice her to go ahead with the prosecution against Trump?
Well,
that'll be the question.
And it's a great segue here. The judge, as this was going on, I told you at the top of the show, Trump is currently in New York, in a courtroom in New York. And they've just announced up there that trial for the Stormy Daniels hush money will go forward on March 25th, which will be 2 weeks after Super Tuesday. And at that point, he will have already won the Republican nomination.
Yeah. He also hasn't
So what happens then?
He hasn't committed a crime, right? They fabricated this Alvin Bragg situation in New York is predicated on the idea that he committed a crime, and what he did with Stormy Daniels was covering it up. But no crime has actually been established. This is the worst case of judicial or jurisprudence that I've ever seen in my fucking life, to be honest. Like, they just invented this litany of felonies to charge Trump with, but there's no foundation for it at all, right? Like, I can't believe he hasn't gotten this thrown out on appeal already, frankly.
I'm telling you, you cannot get out of New York, which is why I worry about that fucking Daniel Penny guy.
He should just move or stay in Florida and dare them to come get him. That's what I would do.
Which, look, it might come down to that, because I'm looking at this here. This trial is expected to go 6 weeks. So then what? So hypothetical, let's say
if they try to put Trump in jail for this shit,
that's what I was going to ask.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a civil war in this country.
I believe so as well. So this would go down if it does indeed start on March 25th, like the judge just said here in New York. You would have a verdict by mid-May, right before Memorial Day, essentially. You know anybody who likes to party on Memorial Day? Down to fire off some guns down there. Eventually the Supreme Court's going to step in and say something one way or the other here.
Maybe. I don't know about that, but I know.
He will be the nominee, though, at this time.
Yeah.
I mean, and so Trump got out. He just left right now. Hang on. I'm going to read his statements. Fuck, did he say down here? Sorry, all this is going on as we speak right now. According to his lawyer just left and said, we strenuously object to what is happening in this courtroom. The fact that we are now going to spend, President Trump is now going to spend the next 2 months working on this trial instead of out on the campaign trail running for president is something that should not happen in this country. He's supposed to be in South Carolina today. I guess the South Carolina primary is on Tuesday. Is it?
No.
It's on the 24th.
Yeah. Or maybe next Tuesday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, it's, well, on, it's 20. I remember it's
that's
my birthday.
It's the 27th, it's the
27th? Okay.
I think, right?
No.
Well, it's going to be on a Tuesday.
It's on your
right?
birthday, Bob?
It's on my birthday.
It's on your birthday. So it's going to be a special day. So in 9 days, yeah. So what is that? A week and a half? That's on a Tuesday, right?
No.
What day is it?
That's a Saturday.
Oh, shit. I think they do go on Saturday, actually. I think South Carolina is on a Saturday.
What a stupid fucking state. That's do weird. It like everybody else, you idiots.
I guess they assume because everybody's off and they want to spend the time voting that day. So, but yeah, man, this is crazy. I don't know that much about this case in particular here. What is the argument to put Trump in jail for?
They filed incorrect paperwork for the campaign or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So campaign finance, FEC stuff. They filed campaign documents that were wrong. And it was because homeboy, whatever Trump's attorney was.
Michael
money,
Cohen?
Cohen took money out of the campaign to pay her off or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
And then they filed reports that weren't accurate. One, Trump doesn't file those fucking reports.
No.
So that's a dubious thing to begin with. Two, the general penalty for that is a fine. And that would be the end of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they took every report they filed and says each one of those is a felony count because it was in the purpose of it was to cover up another crime. That's how you escalate it to a felony. But there is no other crime that he committed.
Gotcha.
No, he has not been convicted of any other crime that would be related to that. And even if he did, that crime would be in another jurisdiction, Atlanta, that fucking or Florida, rather, that Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction over. This is this case makes no sense. The fact that it's even going to trial shows you that there's no fucking way he's getting a fair one in New York. And that he should stop going to these fucking appearances. He should fucking have some of his loyalists park out in front of his fucking house in Mar-a-Lago with fucking guns and wait for them to come for him. That's what I think. Fuck these people, man. This is like they're trying to do is use bad jurisprudence to wipe out one of the candidates. This is a fucking another attempt to steal an election in this country. Well, like, I don't give two fucks about Trump, but this is wrong.
Right. And what's wild here to me is today you have the Fannie Willis thing. Immediately, you know, her testimony and all that other shit gets blown up. She'll probably more than likely after today be gone. Then this case will be pushed. The judge will have to reassign it to somebody else. They'll have to bring in a new DA and all that other shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have that. The January 6th case gets pushed. And you're going to tell me on the same day, they're like, all right, well, fuck, what else is left? This one in New York, great. Now the judge magically today says that they're going forward with it. Mm-hmm. On the same exact day?
Well, we already knew
you're
that
about to lose this case, and you lost the January 6th case, and you're going to lose the one in Florida?
We already knew from before that they were coordinating.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know how that's not illegal for district attorneys in different states, for different cities in different states, are colluding together against the presumptive nominee for one political party during a presidential election season. It's insane to me.
So this is what I said a year ago on this show. I said, look, by going after all these four charges, they're just trying to get one of them, just one of them, to go to trial and stick, so that way they can get him out of the election. You might have this in New York, but if this goes down and there is a conviction, and I don't know, do you know the sentence that would come with that? Does anybody know the sentence?
I mean, it's like 27 felony counts.
In New York?
Yeah.
Okay. So if there is a sentence of that, you're right. It goes to a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much bet your fucking bottom dollar on that one. So it'll be interesting to see whichever way it goes. I don't mind. You know, let's go to civil war. Let's do it. I wasn't that open to it a while ago. Now I am. Now I'm coming around on it. I think it'd be fun. Why not? Next up, we got a national security threat. The U.S. has new intelligence on Russian military capabilities related to its efforts to deploy a nuclear anti-satellite system in space, according to multiple sources familiar with the intelligence. The intelligence was briefed to Congress, and key U.S. allies and some lawmakers say it is a serious enough nuclear system that it should be declassified and made public. While the intelligence is concerning, multiple senior members of Congress briefed on the information on Wednesday emphasized that it does not pose an immediate threat to U.S. or its interests. Then why come out and say anything?
So the threat in question is the Soyuz 2 rocket, which is not new intelligence. We've known about this for some time now. It's a hypersonic weapon platform that can launch and detonate a nuke in low Earth orbit that would create an EMP, essentially knocking out all of the satellites over North America and a lot of ground electronics over North America as well. So that's a thing that's existed for some time now. We know it existed. I think the thing that the reason everybody was in a skiff the other day having a conversation about this was because they launched one in Ukraine without a nuclear payload in it,
mm-hmm.
just to demonstrate its power, which, you know, people do.
Yeah.
We by the way, we're the ones that detonated nukes in space. We're the only ones that have done that. So it's like all this WMD shit we've been talking about the last 25 years or so. The only, other than Saddam Hussein using chemical weapons and then I guess the First World War using mustard gas and shit, the only nuclear detonations against the target, a physical target in the history of the world, have all been the United States. Now, the other reason and the primary reason that this is a fucking talking point right now is because there's no public support anymore for Ukraine. Everybody's done with this shit, except for like diehard lefties. That's the only people who are fucking still in on this. And we heard it last week or on fake news on Monday where, what was it, Jack Kirby talking about people on the Hill support this bill. Why isn't it getting passed? We don't give a fuck about people on the Hill. That's why.
Yeah.
So this is just another attempt to make Russia the fucking boogeyman. And they're not. There's what the fuck? Do you really think that they're going to launch an EMP attack against the United States? That's not going to stop our nukes from hitting every city in Russia.
Yeah, this would never happen.
We would immediately launch all of our nukes, and they would be that country would no longer exist. Now, their conventional nukes, we would shoot down easy. Our Iron Dome makes Israel's Iron Dome look like a fucking joke, right?
I've never seen it.
The hypersonic, you're not going to see it. The hypersonic ones, that technically maybe could land terrestrially somewhere, but more likely would detonate in space or in low Earth orbit. So like maybe there's some radiation fallout and stuff like that. It definitely would fuck up our electronics for a while, but you know, Elon's got plenty. We can send some more up there.
Yeah.
He's got like 160 satellites in space right now, I think. That would be suicide for them. There's no fucking way. Mutually assured destruction has been a thing for 75 goddamn years, and not one motherfucker has tried to launch a nuke at anybody else. Not once. This is fucking retarded. All this is propaganda to try to get people to be afraid of Russia again.
And the biggest issue I have with this is there's too many people to vote out now. If you're going back to this, you know, funding for Ukraine, and Israel is a part of that package as well, I'm not going to forget that 22 fucking Republicans also voted for funding for this fucking bullshit. So, like, as much as we, you know, rage about vote them out, there's so many fucking people to vote out on both sides now at this point that I don't, what do you do? That's why I'll go back to the Civil War thing. What do you do at this point except for blow it all up and start over?
Well, the other part of this is that there's something called the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which, so we detonated some nukes in space, I think in 1960, mm-hmm. Five of them, not mistaken. And, you know, there is, there's now a treaty in place that would trigger some events, sanctions, possibly war, if Russia were to, and the language is murky. It says that if somebody has, you're in violation of it technically, if you have weapons in space or the intent to put weapons in space. Now that last part is kind of weird. What does that mean, the intent to put weapons in space? Technically, yeah, they have a hypersonic weapon system that could detonate in low Earth orbit. So do we. An ICBM could do that.
Yeah.
It just, we know that they could be shot down now, right? That's the only difference. So this, my guess is neocon repubes and leftists are going to try to use this to start a war with Russia in the same way that Colin Powell used that little vial of fake anthrax to start a war with Iraq. That's their goal right now. But I don't think people are buying this shit.
I don't think they are either. The problem is we're not the ones up there who can actually pass this shit and get money for all this shit.
No, all you can do is be prepared at home. And there are a couple, like, you should definitely have, you should definitely have a go bag that has stuff that will prevent your or mitigate your exposure to EMPs. Now, if you've got a pacemaker or something, you're fucked. If it goes off, you're going to die. Sorry. Right. There's nothing we can do about that. But what you can do is get Faraday bags and have solar chargers, right, for your stuff, extra phone chargers for your phones. You can get, like, Zaleo or Garmin communication devices and keep them inside of Faraday bags as well. Get all your fucking, create a network with your friends, with everybody's programmed into each other's devices and shit. It'll track your location. You can also communicate through it. Stuff like that. Emergency radios, water.
If you believe this is going to happen.
No, you should always have this stuff because a solar flare from the sun could do it, and there's nothing we could do about that, right? You should always have all these things. Like a Soli Wi-Fi puck as well would be good, and keep all that stuff inside of a big Faraday bag. You can buy a big one, big enough for your laptop and all your electronics on Amazon for like $50. There's no reason not to have this stuff. And then obviously food, ammo, water, fuel, whatever the fuck else you need.
Faraday's not a sponsor, but I wish they were.
Faraday is a man.
Big fan.
Michael Faraday, he invented this technology. He's not alive anymore.
Who owns the company then?
Faraday bag is a type of bag. Or Faraday box is originally what he
made. So what would you look up on Amazon?
Faraday bag. But it would, there's a million different companies that make them.
He didn't trademark that shit, huh?
I don't know if he
should have. He should have.
But back to Russia. There's also some stupidity from the right on this stuff. particularly Tucker Carlson. I don't know if you saw him in the Russian grocery store.
I did not.
But it's just like, remember, you've seen the interview, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember how he looks in through the window at the grocery store and it's like, oh, happy and smiles.
Yeah.
It was pretty much that.
Okay, got it.
He was walking through a Russian grocery store talking about how cheap everything was and how clean it was and stuff. Like, come on, man.
Really?
Come on now.
Do we have a shot of it?
I have it.
All right. I haven't seen this. I'll pop it up here.
I went from amused to legitimately angry. So we were guessing what this would cost. Everybody hears from the United States buys groceries, and we didn't pay any attention to costs as we were just putting in the cart what we would actually eat over a week. And we all came in around $400. It was $104 US here. And that's when you start to realize that ideology maybe doesn't matter as much as you thought, corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want, At that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized.
All right, you can cut this. So one point he's making is that our system is fucked, and that's absolutely true. Groceries are three times higher right now than what they should be.
Yeah.
But just 2 years ago, Russia had inflation that's 2.5 to 3.5 times higher than what it is right now, right? So they were in the same boat. Inflation happens sometimes. Now, it's happened here because of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like because of printing $8 trillion the last 2 years and just tossing it out there. That's why it's happened here. But the idea that Russia is somehow better off, come on, man. Like, one, you're not taking into account the exchange rate, the value of our actual currency and stuff like that. Let's see.
Well, the other thing you're not taking into consideration here is we have HEB here in Texas. It's the greatest goddamn grocery store on the planet. And sure, that's sure, that it doesn't look like an HEB to me.
So 400, let's see.
That's just here in Texas, by the way.
100
Publix for you guys on the East Coast.
Maybe. $100 is 9,237 rubles, right? So we're talking about orders of magnitude.
So how much was his grocery bill then, really?
I have no idea.
It showed the rubles. It was
It said 44. He said it was about $400
American. 950 or 9,500. Yeah, 9,500 probably.
Okay.
So like, come on, man. Like, you're comparing apples and retards right now. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's comparing American apples to Russian apples.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. Well, so. And who, like, the really funny part about this is him and his team, they're in Russia. I guarantee you they're not moving around without an escort.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they took him to the best grocery store they have, right?
Sure did.
And it looks like that scene in the interview to me. It's like completely ridiculous. This is nonsense.
Whereas Boris Yeltsin wandered into a random dog shit Randall's in the 1990s?
92, I think. Yeah, but it blew his mind.
And was like, how can this be fucking real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Joel, I need you up here to click off this monitor. You got a fucking issue on the top of it. Well, I get to our first sponsor of the day, which is firstform.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz. I just took it right now. Boom, here it is. Got to get those microfactors, dog. I just took the pouch, so you know it's empty. I just took it right before I came on air. It sits next to my computer every single day, and then I take my vitamins like a grown-up. Let's face it, we all don't work out the way we need to every day. We don't eat the way we need to every day. However, it is important to get the essentials, vitamin-wise, inside of our bodies here. Comes in a nice little plastic pouch, as you see, like so, out of this cardboard box. What's in it? You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics over there. Love everything they got going on at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Right now, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Try the protein sticks, try the energy drinks. Their apparel's great. Everything they do is great there. I'm a gigantic fan of their company, and we are hashtag blessed that they are on this show. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, U.S. intelligence invented the Russia collusion hoax. The U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to surveil 26 associates of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election, which triggered the allegations that the former president's campaign had been colluding with Russia, according to a report. Former CIA Director John Brennan identified and presented the targets to the U.S.'s intelligence-sharing partners and the so-called Five Eyes agency. The intelligence gathering organizations in the U.S., United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, according to a report published Monday on Michael Schellenberger's public Substack. The report by independent journalist Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi.
Taibbi, yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of. And Alex Guten Tag.
Alex, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Or good day.
Good day. Good day. Whatever. Has not been confirmed by the Post. They cite multiple unnamed sources, including ones close to the House Permanent Select Committee on the Intelligence, led by Representative Mike Turner, who's a repube out of Ohio.
Yeah, he's a repube, but as a quick reminder, Schellenberger and Taibbi are both lifelong Democrats.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, I believe Schellenberger ran for governor of California as a Democrat, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did.
Recall election. He may have been independent, but he's been a registered Democrat most of his life. I don't know about Guten Tag, but German, so.
Yeah. Hey.
You never know those guys. So Turner's office, Representative Turner, didn't respond to comment or respond for request for comment, but the U.S. intelligence community had, quote, identified 26 Trump associates as people to bump or make contact with or manipulate, according to Schellenberger's report. They were targets of our own intelligence community and law enforcement, targets for collection and misinformation, the source said. So a bump in intelligence speak is, let's say I'm an operator in my own country or in a foreign country, a bump would be to make contact with somebody. And then you're supposed to fill out a contact report afterwards. So they would have other members of the Five Eyes, UK, Australia, Italy, New Zealand, bump into these Trump people as they were overseas, people like Kushner or somebody like that, who were over there doing deals and stuff. and or maybe it was here in the U.S. and they fucking bumped them here or whatever the fuck, right? And then created reports based on that. Like, oh, look, they're interfacing with Russian agents or whatever the fuck. Like, no, you guys are just walking into them. Like, literally. You know what I mean? Britain's Government Communications Headquarters Intelligence Apparatus, or GCHQ, part of MI6, was making contacts with Trump's associates as early as March of 2016. They were making contacts and bumping Trump people going back to March 16. They were sending people around the UK, Australia, Italy. The Mossad in Italy and MI6 was working on at an intelligence school that they had set up. A GCHQ spokesperson told the outlet that claims it was, quote, asked to conduct wiretapping against then-president-elect are nonsense, but we have evidence that they are lying. Intelligence related to the alleged surveillance effort is housed in a, quote, 10-inch binder, according to the outlet, which Trump, 77, is how old he is. I don't know why they thought it was important to say that. Ordered to be declassified at the end of his presidency and could contain evidence that multiple U.S. intelligence officials broke laws against spying and election interference. The whereabouts of the binder are currently unknown. I don't know if that's going to be his October surprise or something like that. He may have, if he ordered it to be declassified, he may have it in his possession right now. And that might be what all of this fucking them storming his place and trying to get these records. Now, on all this, going back to the previous story about how big of a threat fucking Russia is to everybody, keep in mind that the same U.S. intelligence community that made all this up, tried to steal this election in 2016, got it the next time, failed in 2016. They literally worked their ass off to steal that election and then worked against Trump for the entirety of his fucking presidency. Now they're asking you to believe that Russia's going to nuke us. Mm-hmm. It's the same group of people, the same group of people that fucking did the WMDs in Iraq. Like, fuck off, dude. You guys are either incompetent or you're evil cunts. It's one of the two.
Yeah. It's funny, going back to that Tucker Carlson interview when he was talking to Putin. Putin said the exact same thing. He goes, I don't know why they keep painting Russia to be this boogeyman over and over and over again. He goes, going on for how many years now at this point? I mean,
since 1948.
Yeah, dude. We're 75 years now of this fictitional boogeyman who is yet to attack us, by the way. Like, great. If they had come over here and sent some shit, awesome, man. We can go against Russia.
Well, I mean,
that doesn't happen.
So the Russian alien program, certainly there were some extrajudicial killings in the U.S. of our spies and shit like that, and then killing of our spies overseas. I don't know how many Russian spies we've killed or how many Russians we killed indirectly in Afghanistan, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. Like, this, the death toll is way on our side at this point.
I would imagine they were
working in Nam.
Sure.
So, I mean,
but not more than the Chinese were.
I actually don't know one way or the other, but they were definitely like training and supplying what the NVA, I guess, yeah. North Vietnamese. Mm-hmm.
Chinese, too,
and,
man.
And the Laotian. But the Chinese were actually sending active military people there. But, anyways, yeah, it's in no way compares to the economic damage we did to them in Afghanistan. We shot down like thousands of their aircraft, and they don't have it like we got it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with you on all this, and I don't know that anybody cares anymore. Like American people wise, do we really care about like? At no point have I been out at a dinner party or a neighborhood function or coaching a child's game where somebody's, well, hey, are you worried about Russia today? No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's usually the fucking grocery bill. That's the only goddamn thing people really care about.
I'm worried about my own fucking government spying on me. So there was a congressional hearing going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Massie was a big part of it. And just as they were getting to the point where they were exposing the government, the United States government, the Department of Justice, illegally using FISA judges who were just rubber stamping anything the government sent them instead of actually looking at it, just as they were getting to the point to show unconstitutional actions and judicial malpractice, basically, by the federal government, the Speaker of the House shut the goddamn committee down and shut down the session of Congress. Mike Johnson, our conservative hero.
Yeah.
Right. And then we have this cunt on the other day. Bob, go to my Twitter right quick.
Is it at Dan Holloway?
Yeah. Should be easy to find.
Or at the thickness. I believe that's what you call your penis.
Yeah, but that's a separate account.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure there.
Yeah. So if you go, let's see, where is it? Yeah. Or you can just go to RNC Research, actually. But it's Jake Sullivan, the NSA spokesperson, says on amending the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, to require a warrant for every query of lawfully collected data, he says, well, you can play the video, I guess. Are you on my page?
I'm on RNC Research.
Keep scrolling. This is from...
Keep scrolling.
This is from yesterday.
What?
Keep scrolling. God, they post a lot. What the fuck?
Dude, people make a fucking living off of Twitter, man. You can hate on Elon Musk all you want. These motherfuckers are out here trying to make some dollars.
They don't get paid.
I agree. They get paid
there
by...
It is, right there.
It depends on who it is. Is this guy right here? Boom, pop it up.
All right.
There were a couple of significant developments recently in investigations into the president's role in his family's foreign business dealings that bear on current political debates. And I was
it's
hoping
the next one with
there.
Him, I guess. I don't know.
There you go.
Well, it's so the caption says NSA Jake Sullivan on amending Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
On FISA, there are a couple of amendments that are being considered. One of them would require a warrant for every query of lawfully collected data. If that were to pass and get into the bill, would the president veto that bill?
So I'm not in a position to stand here today and make veto threats on behalf of the president. Those are decisions for him to make. What I will tell you is that we do not believe that that serves the national security interests of the United States. And in fact, today I will be making that case to a number of members that the warrant requirement as conceived is not the best way actually to ensure the protection of the personal privacy of Americans. There are a number of other elements of the bill that we have supported that would reform and update FISA to protect the civil liberties of Americans.
Oh my God.
But a warrant requirement from our perspective would go too far in undermining the very purpose of FISA, and frankly it would put victims at risk.
By victims he means the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Which cannot, by definition, be a victim. They can only be a perpetrator, right?
Yeah.
So what he's saying is the Fourth Amendment doesn't count because it doesn't take into consideration our national security. This guy, and I'll say this again, belongs in prison. Anybody who is a bureaucrat or elected official who willfully violates the Constitution, I don't give a fuck what the goddamn reason is, should go to prison for the rest of their life and have all their assets liquidated, their family thrown out into the fucking street forever. Fuck them.
Yeah, man, this is heating up. What's gonna be the outcome of this?
The government's gonna continue spying on you.
Yeah,
and they're gonna continue liaising with Apple, who does it all the time. They have active listening on all these devices.
Yep.
And so does Twitter.
Yep.
Still, I don't care what the fuck they say. We were talking about
this.
Oh,
they definitely do.
We were talking about this stupid, don't even say the name of it.
Okay.
Right? We were talking about this stupid product. I've never looked it up. I've never had any contact with this product in my life, right? And I said the word out loud one time yesterday and got a Twitter ad because of it. So don't let's not pretend like Elon's all above board either.
No, Facebook, all of it. Anything I say, I go to Instagram immediately, and mm-hmm. I get a fucking ad for it. What Dan's referring to here is we do get a bunch of like potential sponsors that send in material. This one was vetoed. We will not be promoting it. But just saying it out loud was enough to get a number of ads. So maybe it worked. Maybe you send shit to the office, and just by us saying it out loud, then we get ads for it. So fuck it. This is a real ad, though. It's mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. UFC 298 is this weekend. Volk, Topuria. Hey, Delco, put your mic on there. Tell the people who you got over there.
We got Topuria. You would know that if you watched Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Pick.
I sure do on Drinking Bros Sports. We dropped that yesterday. We went into it. I can't bet against Volk, me personally. It's pretty much a pick'em fight. It's right around 105 on either side there. So go with your heart. It's time to put your money where your mouth is at MyBookie. Sign up now for a host of boosted bets and exclusive money bag props that lets you grab A-tiered fighters at incredible odds. UFC 298 is the perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge at MyBookie, and with the featherweight strap on the line on Saturday nights, you can stream and bet on it live right from the sportsbook, giving you the advantage until the final bell rings. Cash out and win, or let it ride on MyBookie, baby! If you're looking for a little excitement before the fights begin, experience the thrill of MyBookie.com's brand new and improved casino floor, featuring over 500 new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Bet and play absolutely anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up here on the old news, the Michael Jackson biopic is now filming. Footage is leaked. Who's playing the role of Michael Jackson looks great, by the way. Had to get that in there, obviously.
Yeah, his name is... That joke. It's his nephew, and the guy's name is Jafar.
Jafar.
Now, yeah. Now, isn't that a character from Aladdin?
It was the bad guy.
Was it really? I like it. That fits in with the Jackson fan. That's exactly as weird as I thought it would be. That's great. Good for him. Name him after bad guy in Aladdin.
I mean, it's not going to stop him from being successful, but mostly because the family are billionaires, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're about to get richer because they're selling the catalog for, what, 1.5?
Yeah, so they're selling the catalog for $1.2 billion here. Bob, can you play the video clip of this? I believe the studio leaked the audition. I think the way it's set up, though, is they want to make you believe that somebody else did. But I can promise you this. There's no fucking way a fan took this and then posted it. Go to Twitter and just look up the Michael Jackson footage. It's pretty phenomenal. What I'm going to ask you, though, Bob, is not to play the volume on it simply because it does have a Michael Jackson song. And there's nobody more litigious than those motherfuckers here on YouTube. So we'll avoid that. There it is. So you can see the footage here, and homeboy, pretty goddamn good there. Jesus Christ, man. So I'm in from this. The only question I have when this comes out next year, and they've already set a release date for this, so they're going all in. The studio's going all in on this around the world, and they're hoping it's going to make $1 billion the same way that the Queen movie did. Is that another still right there? I didn't see this one. Shit, let's go. God damn it, dude. Why did he have to lick kids' assholes? You know? Why did MJ have to lick a bunch of kids' assholes?
Bob, you got any theories on that?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that he didn't have to.
For the love of the game.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, there's an asshole right behind me. For those of you who don't subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon, here's Hope Solo's asshole. Whoever sent this in, by the way, you're up for Drinking Bro of the Year. But boom, that's Hope. Try to get that image out of your life if you haven't seen the fucking nude. But with the biopic, my only question remains is, like, are they going to show it? Are they going to allude to it? The Jackson estate is pretty fucking airtight on this shit, and they're suing those kids. who grew up. Wade Robson is his name. They're suing them for doing that HBO doc right now.
Well, they're not going to win.
Not sure.
They're not going to win. So the movie, quote, will bring audiences a riveting and honest portrayal of the brilliant yet complicated man who became the king of pop. The film presents his triumphs and tragedies on an epic cinematic scale, from his human side and personal struggles to his undeniable creative genius exemplified by his most iconic performances. As never before, audiences will experience an inside look into one of the most influential trailblazing artists the world has ever known. Now, I'm not sure what inside means. Inside of kids' assholes?
Not sure.
Because that seems like one of the struggles that they alluded to.
I think Bob and I talked about this around Ross Patterson's Revolution. If you have a kid and they cast, like, do you even bring your kid to that casting call?
I mean,
hey man, so you're going to have to hold Michael Jackson's hand and walk into the bedroom, because the kid's not going to know, right? That's solely on the parents to make that decision of if you want your kid to play the molested kid in the Michael Jackson biopic. My guess is they're not going to go down that road. That's just mine. But the complicated life. The only other thing that I would love to know about is I'm new to this deep voice conspiracy. Do you guys know about this?
What, that he had a deep voice?
Yes. But he had like a, hey man, hey, he had one of those like black deep voices.
I don't believe that.
So there's footage of it. And, apparently in private, he would talk to people like that. And then when he went out on stage, he would use the, hey everyone, I can't, walk anywhere without my monkey bubbles. But apparently like him in the deep voice is fucking real, dude.
Which one do you think would be real?
There was a leaked footage of it somewhere, dude, that people were posting the other day as these pictures were coming out on Michael Jackson.
I can kind of do this a little bit with both my personal favorite behind the scenes Michael Jackson story and someone imitating a private conversation with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
This is Eddie Murphy on Seinfeld's Getting in Cars with Coffee.
Okay.
Or Comedian's Cars, or whatever.
I think I saw this guy play this.
Michael Jackson had his chimps. You would go to his house, that Bubbles chimp, when he got a certain age, you couldn't f*** with Bubbles. He had Bubbles in a cage. Nah, I was like, don't go near him. Don't go over there, Eddie.
You go to his house?
Yeah, a few times. And the chimp would be going crazy. Is that Bubble? And he said, yes, don't go near the cage. Fair enough, but Bubbles was chimp. Don't go over there.
Oh, I'm a big fan, dude. I love Eddie Murphy.
So allegedly he might have been talking like that the whole time, at least eventually the whole, I mean, you become
the bit eventually. Yeah. You become the bit for sure. But God, what was it? Oh, I think it was that We Are the World doc that just dropped on Netflix. That's where I saw it. And they said it. And I was like, oh shit. All right, cool. Like, I guess when Michael wanted to get real serious with people, he'd drop back down on his deep voice and be like, yo, motherfucker, we're doing this shit right now, dog. All right. Quit fucking with me. I'm Michael Jackson. And then he would slip into, no, I don't know where the monkey is. That part I want to see. I want to see the little kids, obviously, if they ever get to that. And then the rest of it. Look, we're going through this right now, I feel like, with Taylor Swift, who's the biggest star in the world, and there's cameras every goddamn place she goes. With Michael Jackson, during that time period, remember he got his fucking hair burnt off at one point?
Yeah.
On a Pepsi commercial?
Pepsi, yeah.
I mean, there's so much fucked up shit to get into his life. I don't know how they do it justice all the way around.
I'm really curious what they mean when they say triumphs and tragedies and the struggles. Like, what are the tragedies and the struggles?
So the tragedies are he got the shit kicked out of him pretty much, you know, his entire life growing up, and he was forced to be in a boy band with his brothers and all this other shit, right? The dad used to beat him. The dad used to beat the mom in front of him. XYZ. Was super controlling, owned the life rights, owned everything else. Also wouldn't let him leave the group.
Yeah, my dad
had to go against his parents.
My dad beat me too. I never licked any kids' assholes because of it.
Yet.
Somebody should have killed this dude when he was like 19 years old, to be honest.
Nobody knew. And like, what year did he start licking assholes?
There's no way a grown man starts inviting children to his home where he's built a fucking zoo out back. Where somebody's asshole is not getting licked. The fuck out of here.
It was roller coasters too.
And roller coasters. I mean, it's just like if a rich guy had a van with free candy written on the side of it. The fuck are we talking about here? He was clearly raping kids.
Neverlands. I mean, we're all forgetting that too. It was called Neverland Ranch. Where you could be
I'm still just a kid myself. No, you're a grown man licking kids' assholes.
And also, if you walked into a sleepover and two children were licking each other's assholes, you'd stop it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you would stop it. You definitely wouldn't give them wine and pills.
You would immediately be like, that's not going to happen anymore. And Billy, you need to go home. You and I have to have a horrible conversation with your parents.
You need to go home.
You know what Jared likes to do whenever he's at any kind of social function with his kids and other people's kids? He'll walk into the room where all the parents are and he'll be like, hey, somebody's kid said the N-word.
Dead serious. He did that at a birthday party we were at.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll do that. And then, like, just because all the parents didn't have to go have a conversation, he's like, I don't know whose kid it was. It wasn't mine. I didn't recognize the voice, but somebody's kid said the N word. It's really funny. It's a great prank to pull if you're in a group of unfamiliar people.
Sure.
With children, yeah.
But I can assure you this, I'll be going to see this goddamn thing. Like, I'm not going to lie and say I will be there opening weekend, the same with the rest of the fucking world. If Homeboy looks this good doing this bullshit right now, imagine with Antoine Fuqua directing, I'm all in.
Let's definitely go. Will not be watching.
I will. I want to see what actually they cover or decide to cover in his life. Next up, we got the wellness company here. Are you prepared for the unexpected in a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner? Being prepared is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind that you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. It's packed with the essential medications like ivermectin, emergency biotics, antivirals, and more. This is literally the kit that D'Anthony was talking about earlier here. This kit is your ultimate preparedness solution. The Wellness Company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Drew Pinsky, and Dr. James Thorpe, are more truth-seeking doctors that have designed a kit that gets the gold standard, sets the gold standard for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros for an exclusive 15% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow at twc.health/drinkingbros. And again, you're going to use that promo code Drinking Bros for an exclusive 15% off discount over there. Next up, inflation's getting worse.
You skipped one.
We're going out of order today, dude. We're doing whatever we want today, okay?
This one's funny.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
They're both hilarious. Everything the rest of the show is hilarious. If you want, I'll go back to it. Next up, the Brady Foundation does an accidental racism.
Bob, you're going to want to pull up all three of these links.
Brady United made a post in the wake of the Kansas City shootings that I'm not sure they fully understand. In an obtuse attempt to make black people the victims in this case, despite being the actual perpetrators, they enlisted stats for those who the average gun homicide victims is in America, and they're right. It is mostly black people, mostly black men, actually, who get shot in the U.S. despite being 14% of the population. Black people are 60% of all gun homicide victims.
That's right. Mostly black men. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So they're making the point, and that you see this point anytime there's any kind of discussion, political discussion about a social issue. It's like, oh, COVID disproportionately affects black people. Poverty disproportionately affects black people, blah, 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 right? It's always the same thing. What they didn't think of, I guess, is that most people are killed by somebody of the same race.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in fact, for black homicides, it's 90%.
90.
So 60% of all homicides are black people, and 90% of those are other black people doing it. That's the part they left out. It's like, did you? And they've been getting roasted like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
On social media. Bob, pull up the last one. I'm sorry, the middle one. It's a CNN list. And this is the raw data here. And you can see, like, black people disproportionately get murdered and all across the country, right? And in the U.S. at large, about 27% more likely than their white counterparts. But again, you can't post this data without posting the other data, which is that 90% of those murders are committed by other black people.
Correct.
Right. And it's the same for white people too. It's 83% for white people. If you Google any of this, what you're going to get is like a paragraph or two of stats, and you're going to get 10 pages of all the social and socioeconomic issues that explain exactly why it's straight white males' fault.
Ah.
Right?
Why is that?
It's, you know, what are you going to do, man?
Guns are expensive.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not on the street.
Really? What do they go for in the street? I've never purchased a gun off the street.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never either, but, you know.
I would think $300?
I think they're stolen for the most part, right?
Okay.
So this USA Today article shows, like somebody said, somebody made some statement on the internet with some dubious stats, and then USA Today fact checked them, and it didn't get any better, to be honest. It's like 81% of white people are killed by other white people, and then 90% of black people.
Yeah, the thing, I think this is the meme.
Yeah.
That they're fact checking. Yeah. And then what it actually says, they're like, well, black on white and white on black is, they frame it as within 8 points of each other.
Yeah. Which is, it's close. Yeah.
But the numbers are very, very small there.
Sure. I mean,
well, what I'm saying is they frame it as within 8 points of each other, which is a little disingenuous because it's 8 and 16. So
that's why we that's why we do per 100,000, right? And not just in crime statistics, but also in morbidity, death, stuff like that, because it's a more accurate measure. This one was particularly funny to me because they're trying to cast black people as the victims, but they're the victims of themselves.
Yes.
So it's like,
it's black on black crime.
Yeah. So you can't even have a conversation about this shit. No, nobody in media ever talks about this. Fox News won't do a story on this. They won't do a story. By the way, there were four people detained for the shooting yesterday.
Who were they? I didn't see who it was.
Three black teenagers and like a fucking illegal immigrant.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure if he had anything to do with it or what. And we don't know if those kids, the black kids, were the ones doing the shooting. Although the people on the scene did, and they caught one of them with a fucking rifle with a bump stock on it. So
I saw that. And they tackled that dude to the ground.
So I think the dude that was tackled was not...
He was.
He's not in the picture of the three kids being arrested.
But he was...
He was one of the shooters. Okay, because three kids being arrested are wearing different clothes than that guy who the video we showed yesterday who was tackled.
Well, there's also a fat, like, illegal immigrant.
In the red. Yeah,
all
red.
I don't know
who
he is. Look, we still don't know exactly what's going on there, but we do know that 3.5 people on average get killed every week in that area of Kansas City.
Okay. Right?
They did come out and say it was kind of like a misunderstanding. We're not misunderstanding, but like a personal beef between the young kids.
Yeah, but who's like, there's one shot of a guy with a fucking rifle and folding stock inside of a fucking backpack. He walked into the crowd with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you don't walk around with a fucking rifle in your backpack unless...
Right, for a personal vendetta, you would just take a fucking handgun at that point and keep it.
Well, I don't know about that, but you definitely wouldn't just be walking around unless they came looking for the dude or some shit. But still, like, who fires wildly into a crowd to get... So there's the...
Oh, is this the guy?
This dude's an illegal, I believe, is what I heard from...
This dipper?
My
Let's see, put him on the screen.
In the media told me that this guy's an illegal.
This is a guy that was tackled.
Kids? Yeah.
And this is the other picture that's going viral. There's a third person over here.
Yeah.
But that's not the same as this guy either. This guy is completely different from the three people pictured in this.
He still had a gun fall out as he was tackled.
I know. I don't know which one, who's who, or what the fucking deal is.
Because they're black or they all look alike? No. I haven't seen the media cover this. Once. All I've heard is Kansas City shooting.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen these people, though, on the news.
You're not going to hear from the news what the race is. That's how you know what the race is.
Because I didn't hear a fucking word about it, and I watch the news every single night. Like, every single night it is on in my household when I get home, and it's mostly to prepare for the next day, but I did not see anything about who these shooters were. No race mentioned, no nothing. Just so there was a Kansas City shooting, and we've got to have gun reform and all that stuff right now.
Yeah.
But what the fuck? If this is what it was, they say it was like a gang sitch. Bob?
Not even gang, just personal dispute.
Beef?
Yeah, personal boot.
Because that illegal, that fat dipper who was on the curb there, I mean, he's wearing, that's a fucking Bloods outfit, obviously.
Yeah, who knows? Well, it's Kansas City Chiefs, but who knows?
Yeah, it's a fucking Chiefs parade, dude.
I know, but what I'm saying is that doesn't appear to be the Chiefs color. No. Usually it's bright red.
Well, he went to Walmart for
that's
those.
Red. It's the whole fucking parade was red.
Yeah, that looks like a Blood member.
Those are Walmart joggers, but he's not. He wouldn't be Bloods because he's not black.
You have to be black to join the Bloods? That's racist. God damn it, man.
Are you familiar with gangs?
Damn it, man. Fuck.
But yeah, he's...
Joel, take off your do-rag.
I don't know that guy was part of the shooting. Yeah. I think he may have been just an illegal that they rolled up and like, oh, this guy's an illegal.
I also don't think the name Zaheel Omar is like a real name. I'm seeing that floated around on...
Zaheel Omar?
Zaheel Omar.
This sounds like fucking vaguely Arab.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got a terror rouse.
But everyone keeps like identifying him as that on Twitter. And it's like, that's a fake name.
Yeah, and by the way, like, there's this, and again, there's the guy that was tackled. There was another guy being arrested that the guy who was tackled was running away from. So there's, like, still six different people they've shown arrested, and I don't think it was six people shooting, but I could be wrong about
that.
Yeah,
who knows?
So.
But what we do know is that no white people have been arrested. I'm just saying, man.
They did show the person who was killed as well.
Yeah, it was a Latina
radio DJ, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that one I heard about.
Also, 11 kids.
Yeah.
They're in the hospital right now. Hopefully they all make it. I mean, this is fucking bullshit.
Instead of putting these people in the paddy wagon like that pic back there shows, just tie them up to the back of it and just keep driving. They'll be dead.
Yeah, but
eventually. I'd go like 35, too.
Our country has a bit of a history of dragging black and brown people behind vehicles that may not
look good on television. I just mean for any shooter of I don't really care what race you are. If you shoot anything, who's the fucking white kid in South Carolina shut up
Dylan
the church?
Roof.
Yep. Slow drive, dude, down a back country road.
I think we should
tie
do
him
with
up
that.
Behind the truck and fucking slow drive him. And let the black pastor do it.
We should do what that.
Let him drive.
We should do what that. That Russian dude did to the German guy who was killing Russian people and just drive over their heads.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one too. Although I like the street element to it where you've got to suffer for a longer period of time.
What about a dunk tank? But instead of into a bunch of water, there's something worse.
Oh my God! If it's acid, like in the Channel, that movie,
or it's like a fire.
Now that would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the screams. Because when you hit. When your body first
and the
hits.
Walls are too high to get out,
yeah,
and that thing, and you're just down there, and it's coals and burning. And,
that would be such awesome. A great one, dude. And then that way, you could bring a Make a Wish kid up to kind of throw it because mm-hmm. He's gonna miss.
Or you could throw the Make a Wish kid, right? That's his wish. So
just to hit the button,
yeah,
the dunk tank button. But I say make the person think about it on every single throw for like 60 throws, where you're like, oh, missed again, and then. Ding. As soon as you hear that one ding, your body goes in that vat of acid. Yeah. That would be fucking awesome.
Back to the main point here. You know, we have to be able to have a conversation about statistics without it being racist, I think.
You'll never get that, though.
60%.
You'll never get that.
Of murders.
I watched all of the news last night. Not one single time was this ever brought up.
That means that 54% of all murders that happen in the U.S., are black people killing other black people.
What is it?
54% of all the murders that exist
okay.
are 14% of the country killing the other 14%, essentially. Like, that's a problem. Regardless of what you think about the potential solutions that have been offered to that or the root causes or any of that shit, it's very clearly a fucking problem, right?
Yeah.
That needs to be addressed, you would think, at some point, but we aren't. Because, you know, Gaza...
Well, they need money, dude.
Ukraine.
They need money.
Like, I wonder, what could we do with $200 billion in South Chicago, for example?
I can't think of anything.
Even if we just gave it to people.
I know. And just said,
it's like, hey, no more poverty. You don't have to fucking be involved in gangs or street shit anymore. Here's a fucking $1 million.
Go see what happens.
Go fucking move to the suburbs. Stop acting like an asshole. That would do more for our country than any amount of money we spent in Ukraine. Because Ukraine is fucking pointless.
Yeah. No. I agree. Next up, inflation is getting worse. Inflation rose more than expected in January as stubbornly high shelter prices weighed on consumers. The Labor Department reported on Tuesday. The Consumer Price Index, a broad-based measure of the prices shoppers face for goods and services across the economy, increased 0.3% for the month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported, on a 12-month basis. That came out to 3.1%, which is down from 3.4% in December. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones had been looking for a monthly increase of 0.2% and an annual gain of 2.9%. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, volatile. Yeah, nope. There we go.
That number is that's like incorrect? Excluding the stuff that every human being needs, it's doing fine.
Is that what they're saying here?
That's what that they made this up in the middle part of 2021 when Biden had butt-fucked our economy, right? Not that it hadn't been to some degree by COVID and shit, and Trump had a big responsibility for that as well. But the inflation part, Biden owns most of that. And yeah, it's like they took out food and shelter.
Yeah. Food and shelter.
Because nobody needs that bullshit.
No.
I mean, I don't even... What are you, fucking gay or something? You want to fucking sleep under a roof?
So what's the real number then?
Well, the real inflation number is 4, probably, right? For this year. But it compounds every year. And what you should expect is somewhere between 1 and 3% inflation every year.
Great, dude.
So it's not going down.
No. What's the Fed going to do about rate cuts?
I expect they'll start cutting in the...
Right before the election?
No, late summer. Not right before the election, but probably March, or I'm sorry, probably May or June, somewhere around there.
Okay.
They'll start incrementally small and then get maybe bigger if it stands up. But who knows if it's going to stand. There's too much goddamn currency floating around.
Yeah, because the feds came out after these numbers came out and said, I think we're going to pause it. They were thinking about cutting it earlier and then are not going to do that. And people are pissed, obviously. I get it. Can't afford a fucking house or anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it matters who you vote for. I guess, but Trump printed a bunch of money too, right?
Every president has printed money from
since Reagan. Yeah, so like I think the only real solution to this is to end the Fed completely, and then the federal government next, right? Like pretty much every federal agency needs to go away. None of them are particularly useful.
Yeah,
to anybody. Really.
No. Next up, we got the Penn State dog fucker. It's a real story. An award-winning Penn State professor arrested in a sickening bestiality case faces more charges after videos emerged of him allegedly engaged in lewd acts in a park, including inserting a tree branch and a lollipop inside of his butthole.
And wait, inside the dog's butthole or his own?
His butt, says here. So this is... Is this foreplay before he started fucking the dog that he put a lollipop inside of his own asshole?
They didn't say what kind of lollipop, one. And two, the tree branch thing, maybe he's just trying to get closer to nature.
Could be. Grounding. Is this the guy, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did a story about this guy 6 months ago.
Yeah, same guy.
This is just an update. Apparently somebody came forward with some video.
Oh. Do we have it?
Yeah, so he was already facing charges for... open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, and animal cruelty. After police said he'd been seen on video involved in sexual acts with a pet collie.
Oh.
So we're talking about Lassie here. You know what I mean?
That's the dog he was
raped
fucking?
Lassie.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. Show everybody Lassie, Bob. Oh,
so
why?
When he got arrested, he said that... He was begging troopers. You can see it on body cam footage, but he says he begged troopers to kill him. And then he said the sex acts helped him blow off steam.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what kind of steam. Oh, look at that. I mean, how can you not?
Man. The dog was asking for it.
Now that I see her,
yeah,
it's, I understand.
Yeah.
I still don't get the tree branch thing, but.
No. I guess that's just to get the party started there, but he did fuck a beautiful dog. If it was a rescue, I don't think I could go for it. But now maybe I understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's a purebred dog. Yeah. You got to treat it with respect. Matsukas has now been hit with an additional batch of similar charges for other alleged acts, from 55 videos found on his electronic devices from the search warrant.
Oh, boy.
They included videos of the professor naked apart from a ski mask, according to an affidavit obtained by some bullshit publication. He was captured on video masturbating on a picnic table in a lake at the park and on Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources vehicles, according to the affidavit. He's just like,
he was jacking off on cars?
On cars and picnic tables, dude. I mean, what wow. what fetish is that?
You know, sometimes it's just to do it, I guess, at that point.
He was also seen climbing naked on a tree, inserting a tree branch, a Tootsie Pop, which is specific.
I knew it. Yes, I was going to say Tootsie Pop Tootsie when I said Pop. Lollipop here. Okay.
And the control handle of a DCNR John Deere crawler.
Oh.
Bob, do you want to look that up? See what that machine looks like?
Man, how do you get that inside? So he put that inside of his ass?
I mean, it's a fucking dump truck. He put... No. John Deere crawler. Yeah, look that up. Put that Holy motherfucker. Shit. It's the yellow one.
Or so the what did he do one. With this fucking thing?
The gear shifter thing inside the cabin, he put it up his ass.
I understand that. I've thought about that before. Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of machine. This is expensive, too. So this is kind of living out your luxurious
Yeah. So I don't know if it was like the knob on the right. Like the forklift go the one knob
the,
style.
Yeah, I'd go on the one on the left right there, that one. The one that Bob's circling is the one I go with.
Oh, is that that's a coffee bug on the right. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the one. Yeah.
That's got some girth on it, though.
He also allegedly.
Oh, there we go, Bob. Boy. Yeah,
if you're trying to get in there and clean it out, that's probably the
that
one.
That red one right there?
Yeah.
That's the one
old-timey lever.
Yeah, that's small. That's small enough to get inside your asshole. The other one's very big.
He also allegedly shit in public areas of the state forest and in a maintenance area, as well as smeared bodily fluids on a glass table of at least one camp.
Great.
He's charged with two felony counts each of burglary and criminal trespass, six misdemeanor counts of indecent exposure, two misdemeanor counts of open lewdness, two misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct, and six summary counts of disorderly conduct. I kind of feel like I need to see this guy's asshole.
I would like
to. If he's putting that handle and a tree branch up his ass, yep. I need to see what condition his asshole's in.
It's not great.
It can't be great. I just out of curiosity, I really need to see it.
Same here. So if anybody out there has video or photographic evidence of this man's asshole, we would love to see
it. If you just run into this guy, tip him over.
Yep.
Just take a quick pic in portrait mode, because I want to be able to edit it, you
obviously
know, after the fact. And let's see what that asshole looks like. He's oh boy.
You just hang out near his house in this
Jimmy Treelex, just a Jimmy Treelex costume,
and just wait. He'll show you it.
Yeah. Just wait. Just put some fiber optic cameras on the end of your fingers.
Yep,
and he'll fucking sit down on those things. He's been released on $50,000 unsecured bail.
No shit. So he's out there in the world jacking off on other cars. Right now.
He's definitely like. Did they at least take the fucking dog away?
I hope.
Or is
so.
That dog still there?
I don't. How does can you that
get a
work?
Can a dog get a protective order?
Yeah. Can the dog have a restraining order out there? How does that work?
His defense attorney said no comment.
Yeah.
Because what bet. The fuck would you say?
I bet.
Oh man. By the way, this guy earned his PhD from Michigan.
And he's a Michigan man.
And he's been just like the Unabomber. Right?
Yeah.
And he's been with Penn State since 1991 before Perfect. They relieved him of his duties last year after his arrest. what is it with the Big Ten?
Oh, and sexual
like,
activities?
Raping gymnasts. They rape everybody, actually. Yeah. Raping children and then fucking dogs.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Penn State in particular has got a decent string.
Well, Pennsylvania is the dumbest state in the U.S.
It's true.
I know that.
It's true. So maybe that goes along with it there. Last but not least today, this is my favorite story of the week here.
Oh, this is the best one. Bob, go ahead.
The Acorn Cop.
Pull up the last link first. I think everybody's probably heard of this. We're going to go in reverse order on these links. Actually, you know what? The next to last link first.
A Florida deputy is seen firing his weapon repeatedly at his patrol vehicle after mistaking the sound of an acorn hitting the roof of his car. for a muffled gunshot, according to the video released alongside a sheriff's office investigation.
Now, we've actually got exclusive footage of this. Bob, you want to throw that up right
Let's
quick?
Let's see this. What do we got here?
All right, cut it. I think that was short enough that we're not going to get flagged too badly.
Doubt it.
It's under 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Then the let's see this meme too, because it's really funny.
So yeah, Impractical Jokers meme. Yeah. They're like, okay, now throw this acorn at his car, and then it's the Ice Age squirrel, and then the cop going bananas.
All right. Now, before we move forward with the actual story here, play the video of this guy. It's you can find it on Twitter. Just Acorn Cop, probably.
So this has been going viral here over the last 24 hours. What I couldn't figure out is he keeps saying he's hit.
Mm-hmm.
What was he hit by exactly?
Nothing. Nothing at all. An Here's acorn falls on the car, and he thinks it's a muffled or suppressed
gunshot.
Round.
No.
Shots fired!
Three rolls.
Shots fired!
Guns out. Now he's shooting into the car, into the patrol car, where there's a handcuffed suspect already.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm here!
And he's saying, I'm hit. And then you...
What?
Oh, boy.
I'm in the car! I shot through the car! Oh!
Is he saying the guy shot through the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's just lying on his back now.
So he thought a handcuffed suspect was able to grab a gun and then fire it at
him? Yeah. And by the way, this guy's not injured. Nothing happened to him, by the way. So keep paying attention. That's his full magazine right there on the left.
I'm good.
And his gun's on the ground. And he's dropped the magazine. Now he put a new one back in, and he's going to get up. Drop his weapon again, scrape it all around the ground, point it in unsafe directions, so on and so forth. Then he comes around the back of the car.
Holy shit.
I think I'm fine, but I feel weird, I think he said.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm good, I feel weird, but I'm good, is what he says. And look, this guy's like fucking...
I don't know.
And that's the guy's girlfriend, I think.
The guy who was arrested?
Yeah. So this is just, man, this is something else. Right?
What happened to the suspects in the car,
nothing,
by the way?
Nothing.
Because it was bulletproof?
No. You see the back window shatter. So I'm not sure what's worse.
Holy shit, dude.
The fact that he thought he was hit by an acorn dropping on the car, not even on him,
mm-hmm.
or the fact that he dumped a mag into a car with an unarmed suspect, or that he didn't hit anything.
Oh, boy.
But he's resigned now, so I guess.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
I was just about to ask what the end result was. So he went ahead and turned it in?
Pretty much immediately, yeah. Look, not everybody should be a cop.
No, but.
And this guy clearly should not be a cop.
If you are, I think leaving the police force known as Acorn Cop is a pretty dubious distinction.
It's not great. The guy's name is Jesse Hernandez.
Hmm.
Don't ever hire anybody with that name, because he's just going to unload. I mean, I don't know. There was another one this past week where this female cop showed up to a B&E, alleged B&E. It was just two drunk ladies breaking into their own house because they lost their keys.
Okay.
And she saw a shadow inside of the house and just started dumping mags. She fucking went, Bob, find this one too. She dumped like two full mags through the window of this house.
No
and
way.
Shot one lady, and like, oh my God, man. Like, if you're that scared, stay home.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. You can't be scared out there.
Here we go. Play this.
I mean, this is wild as hell. So just for context, they get called for a B&E,
uh-huh.
and it's the two women that live there.
Okay.
And they just broke in. They broke a window to get into the house because...
Oh, they didn't whatever. Have a key. Yeah. I've done that. I'm about to break into my own shit after I lost my key.
Sheriff's office!
Watch this. Sees a little shadow. Like Groundhog Day, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that horn's
going off. Uh-oh. You're getting some Training Day shit now. Holy fucking shit.
Watch though, keep watching. I mean, it's watch. He immediately dumps that mag and puts another one in and starts shooting again, dude.
Why not?
What is she shooting at? What the fuck?
Holy shit.
So that person belongs in prison forever, right?
What was the... So did the people die in that house?
Ever. I don't think anybody died. I believe that one woman got shot in the legs.
Oh, boy.
And then was sent to the hospital. But yeah, that's...
You're going to get a lot of money for that.
This is like...
A lot of money.
I mean, I understand why cops get a bad rap sometimes. Obviously, these are minority cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe... Maybe we should pay more attention to the type of people that we let carry guns in public with a badge on and enforce our laws. And maybe we should pay the same amount of attention to people who want to be around kids and stuff. Those are two good things we could change pretty quickly.
Yeah. That's,
but nobody wants to be cops anymore either.
No. And look, you get it to a certain extent where you're just like, man, I don't know what the fuck's going on out there. I don't know why you do it. I'm grateful you do, obviously, but I don't know why you do it. Because if you do make a mistake like this, like the last two videos that we just showed, you're fucked forever.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been carrying a gun for over two decades, every day of my life, in countries and cities,
mm-hmm.
all over the place. Never have even considered dumping two mags into a fucking window that I can't see through.
There was one time at Valentina's where we ordered queso, and the queso is the best you'll ever have in the United States. That was the only time I saw you get close, where you were like, if I don't get this fucking queso here, everybody dies.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, sure.
Yeah.
And then a cyclist, anytime I even see one, I consider it. I would never do it because, you know, unfortunately, you know, it is America.
Right.
People are allowed to do things like that, but... man, it's always in the back of my mind.
You know, this is a true story, by the way. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks here. They're building an 11-lane highway right out here, and they're knocking out these buildings eventually, and we're in legal battles with it. Now, one of those lanes is for cyclists. Why? It's a fucking... If you're building a highway, why is one of those lanes for cyclists? Just in case you're like, man, I'd really love to go from downtown all the way up to fucking Dripping Springs on a bicycle.
I wonder how much
to a highway.
I wonder how much it costs to make bike lanes in a major city, and then how many people actually use them.
Well, how many people actually use them, and then how many businesses like ours, that bike lane is going through the fucking building over here. Like,
it's a big cycling town.
Yeah, but even in a big cycling town, it's like 12 fucking people.
Yeah, dude.
No, there's a shit ton of shops here. There's a lot of businesses that are just solely for bikes.
Here?
Yeah, because Lance Armstrong lives here.
So what? Fuck him.
Yeah. So what? OJ lives in Vegas. They're not just killing white
ladies. Yeah. I mean, that's not really how that works.
No,
here.
But he has a business for bikes.
It's a fucking bike shop.
Man, I got to tell you, for every cyclist I see on trails in Austin, I see 1,000 people on foot. Like, there's no way it's cost. There's no way it's necessary.
No, it's not necessary.
This is a wide range, and it probably depends on, you know, basically what city you're building in or whatever. But between $5,000 and $50,000 per mile to add a bike lane to an existing street.
Christ.
I think there should be a bike tax.
I think you should have to wear a fucking scarlet letter, dude. A scarlet bicycle on your chest. That way I will never be friends with you.
Well,
in this
what
life.
Would the letter be?
B. It's just B for bicycles.
I think it would be F, and you know why. You know why.
Oh, I would love it, dude. I just want to see it. I just want to see where let's go with the letter F on your chest. Then I'll know I don't have to talk to you, think about talking to you. We will never be friends in this life, and I can move on with my fucking day. But goddamn, if you're riding a bicycle next to a fucking freeway, hopefully the divider's just small enough, yep. dude, that you just tip over and head right on out into the intersection.
That's hippie nonsense. There's a thin line between being a cyclist and jamming tree branches up your ass and fucking your dog.
Sure is.
In my opinion.
Sure is. I bet you that guy from Penn State, that teacher was a cyclist.
100% he's a cyclist, dude.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Yeah. Look at his fucking stupid face.
Not on tree branch day.
No, it's true.
Not on tree branch day.
Yeah, not on tree branch day.
What is tree branch day? Can you talk about this holiday? Because it's a very niche community.
You can show me on this one. It goes into his asshole, and then it's going to be hard to ride a bike.
Yeah, but what about
tree branch day? It's not a holiday. It's more like leg day. It's like once a week. Yeah,
correct.
Well, how do you know he's not like enjoying the pressure? Because that's part of the butt plug thing. Some people wear butt plugs during the day too.
Oh, for the pressure.
It's out the pressure when you sit down. Yeah, and feel it in there.
Maybe. Who knows? But just go ahead and create that letter, wear it, and I know I never have to talk to you.
He's got a bicycle seat called the rhinoceros.
It's just a horn that goes directly into his anus. Yep. Very smart.
Pressure makes diamonds.
What? What are these diamonds? These would be more like pearls, I guess. Right?
Could be.
Put some sand up your ass and make pearls.
Why not? Why not?
Before we get to Drinker Bro of the Week,
yeah,
I do have a clip I think that rounds out the episode well.
Oh, great. Oh, get in play.
Is this Fannie Willis?
This is from the Fannie Willis campaign.
Okay.
Back in, 2020? Whenever she ran. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
Go ahead and send me that clip via Twitter. I'll repost that today. That'd be a fun one here. You're right, Fannie. We do deserve a DA who doesn't fuck their employees. So I'm sure you'll go ahead and get off this case.
I don't care about that.
I don't either.
Just don't steal from the community.
That's it.
You can fuck whomever you want. If it's two adults, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. But you obviously can't lie about it because that's perjury. And then obviously you can't steal money from the taxpayers to fund your illicit affair.
Yeah, it's only perjury if you're under oath, though.
She was.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Before the actual trial.
But one would think a lawyer would know what perjury is, and I don't think she does. So, now we round out with the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. We got a little submission page over there. Comes right into our inbox. We'd love to see you in studio, but like I said at the top of the show, so much breaking news going on. We were like, fuck it, let's just go early here today. That way we're your morning news. Although it's real-ish, fake-ish, who knows? This one was submitted by Anthony Trapani. Sure. Does anybody have a normal fucking name, dude? You know? Jesus, Anthony, I love you, dude. But just go by Trap House or something cool at the end of it. Missouri. Oh, he's from Missouri, Bob. Shit. There you go, dude. He's from Missouri. Been a day one homie since Pegging Explained, which was our first episode. He is nominating James Trapani Sr., deceased. He says, I'd like to nominate my grandfather, James Trapani Sr., as Drinking Bro of the Week. He was born in 1913 on a farm in upstate New York. He was first-generation American and proudly served his country in World War II. He was part of the 36th Texas Division and participated in some of the largest battles in the European theater. He worked hard every day of his life, gave the family a firm foundation to build upon, and was the example of the greatest generation. Tough as nails and aggressively moved through life until he passed away in 2003. Love you guys. And keep on keeping on. We love you, too. I'm giving you shit about your name because I can't pronounce anybody's names, okay? I wish they were all 3 and 4 letters. That's it. Or just something super white that I fucking know. To be honest with you, tune in over on Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon. We'll be going live with Ross Patterson Revolution here in about 15 minutes. And then I think next week we got Mike Glover on the show next week
on Monday, yeah,
to lead us off on Monday. Fun time to be alive, kids. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away when we get to 10,000. Shut the fuck up about it. We're over 8,000 on Spotify, 7,100 on iTunes. Do your part, right? That's it. It's a free fucking show. Just rate it. That's all we ask for. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good.